The high school football coaches poll is out, and in Class 6A, no area teams made the top 10, but Merrillville was an honorable mention this week. Class 5A, Michigan City is the 7th-ranked team in the state. Class 4A, Lowell is 7th. Hobart is an honorable mention. More on the Brickies later. Andrean is the 6th-ranked team in Class 3A. Whiting is 8th in 2A. Rensselaer Central, 10th this week. Now about the unbeaten Brickies. They have a big homecoming matchup against Andrean come Friday. The Brickies' defense will be challenged to stop the Andrean offense, which has scored 127 points in the last three games, led by quarterback Zach Merrill. Let's hear from Hobart, Sal Valley.
The defense has done great. We knew this year our defense would be our strong suit. Last year our defense was pretty good. We held a couple teams to shutouts last year. We just got a shutout this week.
Now, you know you're going up against a pretty good quarterback this upcoming Friday, and the kid, Zach Merrill. How do you stop him?
How do I stop Zach? He's a good thrower. We know their offense has a lot of passing, and our plan is to shut down the passing.
Tomorrow, the coach, Wayne Svetnoff, will join us, and he'll give his take on Merrillville versus Michigan City. In girls soccer yesterday, Chesterton beat Lake Central 3-2. Abby Joyner scored twice for the Trojans. Valparaiso's Aaliyah Ferngren scored twice in the Vikings' 4-2 win over Crown Point. Andrea Ramirez and Daisy Bonilla scored two goals each in Morton's 7-2 win over Gavitt. Munster shuts out Highland 1-0 with Janica Van Gunt picking up the shutout, making three saves. Portage's Jessica Tinoco scored twice in the Indians' 3-1 win over LaPorte. In volleyball, Andrean was a three-set winner over Hobart thanks to Jillian Moynihan, who had 13 kills and 7 digs for the 59ers. Crown Point wins over Michigan City in 4 sets. Maddie Banter had 21 kills for the Bulldogs. And in boys tennis, Calumet was a 5-0 winner over East Chicago. Daniel Nieto, Javi Lopez, and Jose Becerra were all singles winners for the Warriors. And a big thank you to the Northwest Indiana Times for the high school sports help. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.